Okay, we are up to the two dots, about eight lines down, nine lines down, on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The status. A woman became a shaita, so the Mishnah said, you cannot divorce her. The Lashon HaMishnah of Lo Yaitzi. Amar Rabbi Yitzchok. Dvar Taira, shaita misgareshes. Biblically speaking, a shaita can receive a get. Midi dehavi apikakas bal korcha. Just like you can give a get to a woman when she doesn't want it. She doesn't have to want to acquire it. She doesn't need to acquire. She just has to get it into her hand. So a shaita gets it into her hand, so you can divorce her. So why did Chazal say that you can't divorce a shaita? So you're not good by minig hefker. That they should not treat her in a hefkadik way. So the husband is stuck with her, basically. He married a regular lady. She unfortunately became a shaita. At this point, she's no longer capable of caring for herself. And she's going to be nichshon znus. And she's going to be machsh of other people as znus. So therefore, it's the husband's incumbent upon him to keep him under his wing to make sure that she's not hefker. Now, there's a big machloikas. Does he have to feed her or not? He wants to give her a get. It doesn't work. But does he have to monetarily now pay for her upkeep? Or his job is only that because she's known as his wife, people will leave her alone and she won't be active as znus. Because married women, men are hesitant to have znus with a married woman. So therefore, he gave her a get. It doesn't work rabbinically. So Chazal said, you're still stuck with her. You have to care for her. Now, what is the care for her? Is the care for her that the fact that she's still considered your wife, the person's wife, therefore people stay away from her, she won't be machshel people as thus? Or is the care for her a financial responsibility? He has to pay for her upkeep. So machlokes rishonim, whether he does or doesn't have to pay for her upkeep. I don't know the halacha l'maaseh. Later. Hey, Chidami, fresh to Gemara, what stage shaita are we talking about? Ilei medi yadas lishmer gita v'yadas lishmer atzma.
We're not worried about what they're going to be saying. I mean, it was a little lady who can't take care of herself. Forget about it. This is your wife, not the wife. A lady can't take care of herself, just throw her into the gutter.
Again, what happens to shaitim that never get married? But why is it this man's responsibility? Reuven married a regular girl.
Right.
He was married to her, and then she turned into a shaita.
Right.
Why is it his responsibility now to care for her more than it is this society's responsibility?
Maybe he's just part of society.
Terence says he's married to her, but he wants out.
He can't go out.
Why not? Is the question. Why not? So biblically he can, but Rabbanan stepped in and said, we put her out, she's going to be machshel people with us. Meaning our safety net is not protective enough.
What about her or what about the people?
Both. She's going to do this, and she's not chayav mitzvahs. But the people that are going to be matana with her are going to be doing this. We don't want a lady out there that's hefker, that people can take advantage of.
But if he doesn't feed her, how's that helping?
So that's the machlekes rishayim. So those rishayim say that the fact that she's still known as his wife is protective. People that go around being mizana aren't mizana with Mrs. Smith. Mrs. Smith is protected because she's Mrs. Smith.
No, but she's. I understand that, but she's going to need money if he doesn't.
Again, the money issue.
He doesn't have to support her. What is she going to do to eat?
I told you, whatever a shaita does that's not married, it's a problem. I'm asking him. It's a big problem. The question is, we're only not allowing the divorce to protect her from znus. What is necessary to protect her from znus? That's the machlokes rishonim. Right. Not thinking about it right. My time, Amram Einem Agareshes. She's not a good mini kefker. Rabbi Chanan has a kashi here, and he blibes Tarachian. Why can't the Gemara answer that a pekakas bal karcha is roy lebila? She could have das if she wanted to. She could want to get. Whereas a charech, a shaita, is not royal lamila. She can't. I mean, the Gemara says, what's the difference between a shaita and a woman who doesn't want to get divorced that's regular? The simple answer is, a woman who doesn't want could want. A shaita cannot want. Roy Labila ain't Roy Labila. The Gemara doesn't answer that. Rabbi Chanan wants to know, why isn't that a difference? You need someone who could be a baldas. Why doesn't the Gemara answer that? Again, but why don't we say that the Torah insists there be a person that if they had the ability could take a baldas? Just like by Kriya, by Chalitza, she doesn't have to read, but she has to be able to read. Why doesn't the Gemara answer that? That's Rabbi Chanan's question. He lied, sir. I just mentioned it in case somebody was going to ask me. I wanted to... Correct. Right. And for the Gemara. Heichi dummy. What kind... Check the Gemara. Heichi dummy. What kind of shaita are we talking about? Now, I need 3 minutes to read the Gemara before anybody asks any questions. Ilema the Yadas Lishma Gita V'Yadas Lishma Atzma. Is she capable of knowing that she's divorced, meaning recognizing that what she received is a divorce, and is capable of watching herself? She's not so insane that you can't trust her to watch herself. So minogaba minikhefker. So why can't you divorce her? She can take care of herself. She's capable of taking care of herself. She's not a regular lady. She is a shaita, but she's not that insane that she's not capable of taking care of herself. From Zuz. Ella, the anger das lishma loy gita v'loyatzma. The answer is, you have the shaita that's so insane, that number one, can't take care of herself. Number two, doesn't even realize that this piece of paper is a divorce. She doesn't see the difference in this piece of paper and the plain dealer. It's all the same to her. If that's the case, divar tira shaita misgareshes, biblically, you can divorce her. Meaning like this. A cheresh and a katan have a hand. They just don't have das. Enough das to make a kinyan. But they have the capability, the tools to make a kinyan. They're just lacking the das behind it. A shaitu doesn't know that this is a get. It's considered like she has no hand. She's not capable of acquiring, meaning a katan, depending on what age, at a certain age, understands the concept of divorce. The Torah said, till 13, she can't make decisions. You don't need a decision for a get. You just have to accept it. A cheresh is not capable of making decisions. You don't need decisions for a get. But they're capable of getting a get in their hand and knowing it's a get. They understand what's happening. A katana, who's 4, or a shaita, doesn't know what's happening. And therefore, it's not considered even a hand for Kenyan. To lack in the... It's like giving it on a floor, the Rishaitim use. It's like putting it on the floor. Her hand is a floor. There's nothing... There's no hand to her. She has no idea she received something. So she wouldn't be biblically divorced. As it says, V'nasim v'yada mishiyesh l'yad l'garish atzma. She has no hand. She has to be capable of understanding that she has just been divorced. If she doesn't get it, then you can't send her away. She doesn't go away. She doesn't understand, forget the ability of decision making. She doesn't have the concept of understanding. A katana that's 8 understands. A charesh just understands in her limited capacity. A shaita that's not yadet, doesn't understand, is so insane, is not capable of receiving a get biblically. There's got to be a hand to give it to. If she doesn't understand that she's getting a get, it's like putting it on the floor. And for the Gemara, Maitricha, the yadas lishmer gita, v'ein yadas lishmer atzma. She understands the concept of divorce. However, incapable of taking care of herself. Biblically, she's divorced. You're putting it into a hand of a person who has a hand. But, unfortunately, she can't take care of herself. So the Rabbanan stepped in and said, no divorce. Vartaira shaita misgarach is the adas lishmergita, which means she has a hand. She's like an 8-year-old. She's like a chareshes. So there's three kinds of shaitas. The minimum shaita that understands the concept of get and understands how to take care of herself, Rabbanu didn't step in. They said she can get divorced. The extreme shaita, even Rabbanu, it's halacha. The extreme shaita that can't understand that she got a get, to her to get is the plain dealer, doesn't have a hand. It's not that she just doesn't have das. She doesn't have decision-making capability. She doesn't have a hand. She's a floor. She's not in the parsha of putting something in her hand. It's not her hand. Halachically, not a hand, because you have to be able to understand you got something.
Right.
So, but the rice that she's not divorced. Then you have the middle shaita. Understands the concept that her husband just divorced her. Understands that she no longer can come back home to him. He's not her husband. But at the same time, is not capable of taking care of herself. So the Rabbanan said, even though biblically it's a get, biblically we say it's not a get. You're still married to her because we need somebody to take care of her.
The middle case? The middle
extreme insanity. That she doesn't even understand she got a get.
Take care of herself, she also
there? Well, for sure not. If she can't even understand, she got to get. She's obviously incapable. I'm sorry?
There's people that are not shoulders that don't know how to take care of themselves.
Right.
But the Rabbanan didn't make a not those kids.
Again, it's impossible to make Xero. How do you decide who can take care of themselves? Take care means this. That's all it means here. It doesn't mean take care to be able to vacuum her floor or clean her toilets.
But
or check the ISIS in the Sefer Torah.
She's
the
Zali, for sure.
Doesn't mean that.
But
that's not what it means. It means she's not capable of protecting herself from sluts.
But why aren't we getting involved with? She doesn't stay this way the whole time. I mean, she's not. She can get
again. Itim chalim, itim shaita. At the time that she's chalim, you can divorce her.
Oh, really? It doesn't say that here.
Doesn't talk about this case here.
I mean, let's.
It didn't talk about the case. A one who fades in and out.
Yeah, let's say 20 minutes. For 20 minutes, she's normal.
How do you know that? First of all, how do you know? But let's say you know.
She goes. No, meaning. 20 minutes, she goes, I'll have a get here, and she says also, boy, I would never do this, so she's talking normal. So you give it then? That's good?
Yes.
Did you rebut it also?
I think so. I don't want to answer for sure. Definitely biblically good. The Gemara says in Ksubas, you remember, that itim chalim, itim shaita can sell and buy when they're chalim. Gemara has a whole story there. Somebody bought something and sold it, and his relatives claim that when he sold it, he wasn't well, and the buyers claim that he was well. What do we do? If you remember that story in some of stuff, I think it was about Chav Gimel. What was it? It was. Am I embarrassing you?
Yes, sir. Why do you remember it? No one else has asked Moshe Shlita.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Rabbi, as an extension of Rabbi Cohen's question, you know, a hallmark of a lot of this mental illness these days is that people are better or worse when they're on their meds, and many, many refuse to take their meds. So what do they do now? Would they?
I don't know the practical outcome. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know, so I don't want to answer. You're right. Today, medication can control, which it didn't in those days. They didn't have the medications. So you're right. What happens to a woman that's a shaita, but medications makes her more capable? They can put her in heavy
hallmark, meds. A hallmark of these people is that they refuse to take their meds because it makes them feel funny. And then when they're told they have to be on their meds, they say, well, you know, they're crazy, so they can't be relied upon to take their meds. It's a vicious circle.
Don't know the answer. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Shemashalchom ibeisav v'chizera shekei minig hashaitim shein baishim. Shaitim have no embarrassment. She comes right back home. She doesn't get the concept that she's out. Period. That's the Gemara
Baita. So people go in and out of being lucid. If she has 20 minutes of...
So that was Rabbi Cohen's question.
Yeah.
And the answer is, biblically for sure, she's divorced. I don't know about rabbinically. She's lucid. She understands she's being divorced. At that moment, she has a hand, and she even has das.
Even knowing ahead of time that she's going to get off her meds and she won't take meds
after. Again, I answered the question that I don't know practically for meds. I answered that. I'm not going to change my mind at this point that nothing happened in the intervening minutes.
So you have the issue of the hand, the issue of protection. Now, how's the issue of that returning or not coming? Where is that?
What is the gedder of a woman that doesn't have a hand?
Is that the same?
It's, so, first of all, the Amr says, we learn, which pasuk teaches it us? Is it the pasuk of Yada, or is it the pasuk of Mishalcha?
It's not another category.
According to Tysus, there's no difference between the two brushes. Others want to say there is a difference, but according to Tysus, there's no difference between the two brushes. See, there is a Shaila. I'm just going to mention this. I'm just getting myself into trouble. Not trouble, but there's a Shaila. One of her fathers says he'll watch her. What if the father is capable... He says, give her the get, and I'll watch her. Can she be divorced biblically? So, they want to say, according to my dhamma, it says, yada, it's not her yad. She doesn't have a yad. According to my dhamma, it says, she won't come back. The father will keep her from coming back. But not everybody agrees. Tysus holds there's no difference, that there's no difference in the two drushes. That's my advice.
I think it's important to note, After Menachem got stabbed, all the parents and everyone else went to court and said, we'll take care of her. Don't worry. Okay? 2 weeks later, she had a court date. She never came. They went to the house. She's not there anymore.
They took care of her.
No, I'm trying to say to you is they can't even find her now. Not only that, they can't find her. They're not even looking for her.
Right. I'm Rabbiya. Thy kanami the kanigabadida. If you notice, the Mishnah says by her, nishtatas layaitzi. The gabadide, when he becomes a shaita, it says layaitzi alamas. Why did the Mishnah add by him the word Olamis forever? Why by her it just says he can't divorce her, and by him it says he can't divorce her Olamis? The answer is, the Mishnah wants to tell me he can't divorce biblically, because a divorce you need das. She can't be divorced rabbinically because she has a yad if she's capable of knowing what to get. And therefore, it's not the same halacha. One is a rabbinic injunction, and one is a biblical lack of capability. That's why the Mishnah added the word Olamis. Even though Olamis is not real, we can get a refuah shleima, then he's not a shaita anymore. But as a shaita, he can't biblically divorce. She, as a shaita, can be biblically divorced at the middle at the level where she can watch again. Yes.
Best level. Any level? Do we have three levels?
No. By a shaita man? No. He's not a bar das. Once he's classified as a shaita, whatever the laws are, it makes no difference how capable or incapable he is. He's not decision-making ability, which is necessary. We call das is not just understanding. Das is an ability to make the right decisions.
And a shaita are allowed to get married.
They're not. It's not a rabbinically sanctioned marriage. They're living together, but it's not a marriage in any way, fashion, or form. They would not need a divorce to separate.
Is that something we stop them from doing?
It's mashma that not. They're not chayav the mitzvahs. So we don't get involved.
I mean, we just talked about different categories of being a shulta. Understanding or not.
Again, the rabbanim were not misakin a marriage to a shaita because people can't live with a shaita under one roof. Chazal realized marriage with shaitim aren't meant to last.
But these are cases of sources getting married.
Again, he married a regular lady.
It became
shaitim, the status. That's what the Mishnah talked about.
Yeah.
We don't rabbinically sanction a marriage between shaitim because it's not a marriage that can last.
But now, the lamas you can't do. But how we allow?
So he's stuck. He married her as a regular man.
No, I'm saying, but it's not gonna last.
Again, Reuven was a regular man. No, you don't know that. You're not listening. Reuven is a regular man, married a regular woman. Unfortunately, Reuven had a mental breakdown. He's now classified as a shaita. He can never divorce his wife. The marriage is not going to be such a happy marriage, but he has no doubt to divorce his wife. She'll have him committed. He can't divorce her. How is he supposed to divorce her? He's biblically married and incapable of giving a divorce.
Or the opposite way either.
One is biblical, one is rabbinic, depending on her level.
In those instances, it's not going to last.
Correct.
We just can't do anything about it.
Correct.
And there's no such thing as an annulment when the kid...
There's no annulment. Of course, there's no such thing. That's a Catholic thing to annul a marriage.
At the point where they don't understand and it won't work out, and they both became shaitim, or one of them, and as living with a snake in a basket.
It's sad. It's very sad. Very sad. We can say Tehillim, and I don't mean to be joking about it.
I think
very sad.
Very good. But
I know he's saying very good.
No,
it's
no,
my
no,
show.
No. The Kedushin is done al dastra. The whole thing with Kedushin is done al dastra.
We don't remove Kedushin like that. You know, in 1970s...
Sometimes we do that, right?
I know. Only what Chazal said. In the 1970s, there were rabbis who today would be considered open Orthodox, but in those days they didn't exist. There were rabbis that decided they could solve all marital problems. When a girl, woman doesn't want to take a get, her husband doesn't want to give a get, they'll annul the Kedushin. Because Kal Mekadosh had died to Drabonim Mekadosh. And they are Rabbama. That's what they wanted to say. So Rabbi Soloveitchik of Boston wrote a whole tshuva saying that it's in... He wrote the tshuva, and it's very important that it was him, because from him they accepted that it's chas v'shalom to do a thing like that. There's no power in today's Rabbanan to annul marriages. Wrote a whole tshuva on it. Because that was like the new movement. We can solve all marital problems. We'll just... The rabbi will just say, annulled.
He threw with 100 rabbanim.
That's not okay. So that's different. What happens is, biblically speaking, and even rabbinically speaking, a man is allowed to marry two wives. Came along Rabbeinu Gershon, and he said, "No, you're not." And he said, "Under certain circumstances, I don't make it iser. A woman cannot marry two husbands. That's ish
ish. That's not a get.
That's not a get. She's not divorced." He writes the get, he gives it to Bezin, he makes them agents, he says whenever she becomes capable of taking the get, let her take it. Meanwhile, they give him a hefter to go get married. He's violating Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon, he's married to two wives. Rabbeinu Gershon gave an out.
Over big issues, one that said 100
yes.
Million?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought it was later.
See, what happened is, Rabbeinu Gershon only made his takana till the year 5700. I'm sorry, 5,000. Till the year 5,000. He made his takana in the year, in the English calendar, about 1,000, 900,000 around then. About, he lived in the 900s. And he said it's going to last the year 1240 on the English calendar. The year 1240 on the English calendar, the takana is off. That's what he said. When 1240 came along, the Rishonim got together, and they decided to continue the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom till Mashiach comes. And the Sephardi Rishonim did not continue it. So a year 1240, it expired for the Sephardim, and didn't expire for the Ashkenazim. That's why Sephardim married two wives on a lot of constant basis till recently, and Ashkenazim did not. Because in the countries of Ashkenaz, they decided to continue the Yitzhar, and in the countries of Svard, the Rishonim did not continue the Yitzhar, and therefore Svardim weren't allowed to. Now, recently, the Svardim don't do it anymore either. In Israel, it's forbidden according to Israeli law, and in the Svardi Ksubas, at least the one I signed, It says the chassan swears that he will not marry another wife without the mishus of his first wife. He swears it in the ksuba, and he has to sign that he's swearing that he will not marry a second wife.
When I
learned in Israel, the Iranians came over in the late 70s after Khomeini took over, and I had an Iranian whose father was married to two wives, and he had 25 children together from the two wives.
There was no consent from all three parties?
I have no idea. I wasn't there. But there were two half-brothers there in Yeshiva. They came from different mothers, same father, and the father had two wives. It was common in Sephardi countries to have more than one wife. There was no Shidduch crisis.
You can learn all day at two incomes.
Why was there a thousand-year limit?
Why did he make? He didn't make a thousand-year limit. He made a smaller limit. I don't know why. The question is why he made the whole thing.
Yes, that's
it. So there's big difference. There's differences of opinion why he made the cherem. Not so simple. Remember, they lived amongst Christian countries, and the Christians banned it, and it was dangerous for Jews to continue doing it. Some say that's what made him do it. I don't know. I can't answer the question. I'm not 100% sure why he did it, but he did it. And he said it expires in year 1240. He said that. And then the Ashkenazi Rishayim came along and said, we will continue this ban until Mashiach comes. And it has an out of Hetamei Rabban. That's an out. Because it's not a biblical thing. A woman has to be divorced. There's no way she can have two husbands. Very sad. And unfortunately it happens. You have women that get married, the husband gets sick, Rahman al-Islam, and they're stuck alone. And in a certain way, it's harder than death, because if their husband dies, at least they now can look for a second husband. Here they are caregivers, and have to take care of a sick husband, Rahman al-Islam, and at the same time have to raise a family and earn money. That's very sad. Again, I'm not taking away the what? Yeah, we all know. I mean, Shem Yerachim, we can know of such cases. Yeah. I mean, Rachman Lazan, it's not different. In a certain way, it's not different. It's just that people don't tolerate it as well. Rachman Lazan, a person's married to a spouse who gets a terrible illness, physical illness, and is sick, terminally ill for many, many years. Unfortunately, it happens. Hashem Yerachim, but it happens. Whereas mental illness is less tolerated. For some reason, people say, like, why are you doing this? Can't you be normal? You know, like, they yell at a person with mental illness. You don't yell at a person who has a physical illness. Yeah, but it's unfortunately, yeah, that's what it is. There's a sefer from the Talmud of the Rashba, and there's also a Rabbeinu Bechaya that says it, that every neshama, before it comes down to this world, picks its trials and tribulations and agrees to them beforehand. That doesn't say that. It says picks their trials and tribulations. They show them what they're going to have to go through in life, and they're maskim. The sefer does not say menu. It just says that the neshama. Listen, a friend of mine lost his wife, and when he found this, he called me up to tell me that he found it. It gave him a big nechama. It was a big nechama for him. My wife knew she was getting into this. This is what she agreed to. It happened to be a big nechama for him. But he called me up to tell me he found it. I had never known it before. He told me which sefer had it. But that's what it is. So, and the neshama picks its trials and tribulations, if that makes things easier. Dr. Gemara Vayt, it should make things easier because it's saying it's just reinforcing that it's all master plan from the Rabbi Nishlel. Nothing my Rabbi Tamar Rabbi Yechim Ben Nuri. Iboyelu. Now Rabbi Yechim Ben Nuri said to them, why is there a difference between a man who's a cheresh and a woman who's a chereshes? Why is a man who's a cheresh can't divorce and a woman who's a chereshes can? That's what he said to them. Which part is bothering him? The part that a man can't or the part that the woman can? What is he driving at? He says, what's the difference between the two? Which one did he agree with, and which one is he questioning? Is he saying, if a woman can accept it as a chareshes, why can't a man? Or is he saying, since a man can't, why can a woman? Which of the two is bothering Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Ibailahu. Ish pshitalei, he accepts the fact that a chareshes can't divorce. The isha can be ibailahu. His question is, why should a woman be able to accept it as a chareshes? Idumi isha pshitalei, he knew a woman chareshes can accept a get. The ish can be ibailahu. And he's asking, why can't a man who's a chareshes give a get? Tashema. So we're going to try to figure it out. But the Karmelay, the Rabbanan answered him, Ein Nadayma Isha Megaris Lisha Miskareshes. A man is not the same as a woman. Why? The Rabbanan answered him, She Isha Yaitil Ritzayna Shloy Ritzayna. The woman does not have to agree. But Isha Ein Maitel Ritzayna. He has to make the decision. She doesn't. Now, usually, when the Rabbanan answered that, a man is not the same as the woman, makes it sound that the question was about the man. Because if it's the woman is not the same as the man, if the man is known and the question is about the woman, the Rabbanan should have said, a woman is not the same as the man. Why did they say the man is not the same as the woman? That seems to say that the question wasn't the woman, the question was the man. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri wanted to allow a man to divorce, and the Rabbanan said to him, no, a man is not the same as the woman. That's what it sounds like from the conversation, right? If you have a question about the woman, you don't say a man is not the same as the woman. You say a woman is not the same as the man. Since you're saying the man is not the same as the woman, it seems to indicate that we're dealing with a question about the man. That's a nice raya, but we have an opposite raya. If you remember, the Mishnah brought a testimony from Yochanan ben Gada that said a woman whose father married her off, right, a chareshes, is a bit, can accept to get. And the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, this woman is the same. That means we're talking about the woman, not the man. So now we have a problem. If the question is about the woman, so why did Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say, why did they answer him, the man is not like the woman? They should have said, the woman is not like the man. Hello, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Devarim Kamalu. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says to them, Lididi, Kehecha de Ishtroi Matzi Megarish, Isha Nami Lim Megarcha. To me, man and woman are equal. Eladidchu, maishna isha, maishna ish. Then he asked them, but you who say a woman can, so why can't a man? Meaning, I have no problem. I hold no man and no woman that's chareshes can be divorced. Not a man, not a woman. But you differentiate. What's the difference between a man and a woman? Amrulai, einatayim isha megaresh, isha miskareshes. He was questioning that according to them, a man should be able to do it. So he himself knew that a man can't do it. And he himself held a woman can't do it either. But he told them, you hold a woman can accept to get his chareshes, so why can't a man give one? So they said, because a man is different than a woman. So the conversation was about a man, not because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri wanted a man to be able to do it, but because he was saying, according to you, a man should be able to do it. He himself held, a man can't do it, a woman can't do it. But he went to the Rabbanan, and he didn't say, why can a woman do it? He said, why can't a man do it according to you? So they answered him, because a man is different than a woman. A man needs to make a decision to give a get, and a woman has no decision to accept a get.
But can you take it from the side of the woman? Same thing.
Again, would you ask me a question, why can a woman? I would answer you, because a woman is different. I wouldn't say because a man is different.
Men and women are different. They're different. Men and women
again. Which part was Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri bothered by? That a woman can, or that a man can't? What?
Man can.
But not true, because later on we find in the Mishnah that they brought a raya that a woman can from the testimony of Rabbi Yochanan ben Gada. That means obviously Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was questioning that the woman shouldn't be able to. So why did they respond to him that a man is different than a woman? They should have said a woman is different than a man. If you're asking about the woman, the response is a woman is different. Not that a man is different. The expression should be that a woman is different. Why did they say a man is different? From there we prove that they were talking about a man. But it's not true, because in the rest of the Mishnah says clearly that he was questioning the woman. The answer is he himself was questioning the woman. He just said to them, you who allow a woman, why don't you allow a man? So the response is about a man, because that's what he said to them, but not because he himself entertained the possibility that a man can. It's just they were responding to his claim. He said to them, why don't you let a man? I don't let anybody, but why don't you let a man? So the answer is, because a man is different than a woman. But he himself held that women can't.
The man has made a decision. The bottom line is that, I understand, well, you got that, but the man has made a decision?
Yeah, a man has to want a divorce. He has to be able to make the decision.
Okay, and a woman
only has to receive a get. She doesn't have to decide to receive the get.
But she has to want?
No, she does not.
Oh, so she just has to know that she's getting it.
Exactly. In fact, this is another chayim rabbeinu gershon. Because Rabbi Rabbanon, a woman does not have to want to receive a get. You walk over to the lady in front of two Adam and say, bye. And she's divorced. And she can scream, no, 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 I am not taking it. He puts it into her hand. He puts it into her car. And she's divorced. But came along Rabbeinu Gershon and says, you can't divorce a woman against her will. So now, in Halacha, we can't divorce a woman unless she wants to accept the get. And this is when you run into another problem. There are women that don't want to accept the get. Husbands don't want to divorce their wives. Their wives are bali das and say, no, I'm not taking the get. I'm not taking it. So Rabbeinu, again, we use the Hetamei Rabbanim in that case. So basically, he writes the get, he gives it to Bez, and he says, whatever my wife's ready, give it to her. And meanwhile, he can go marry somebody else. Because really, biblically and even rabbinically, you walk over to the woman, she doesn't have to agree. I'm divorcing you. She can scream all she wants.
Right,
you can't. You can also, meaning Medina the Gemara. Rabbeinu Gershon lived well after the Gemara. The Gemara ended in 450, and Rabbeinu Gershon lived 500 years later. He made the chayram of, you can't divorce a woman against her will. So that put people into a bind. You can't divorce her against her will, but you want to get married. What are you supposed to do? Now, a woman is stuck because a woman is stuck. I mean, a woman that wants to get divorced and the husband doesn't want to give her the divorce, there's no out. There's no out. Whereas a man has an out, because biblically and rabbinically he can have two wives. It's just that we don't let him because of a chayim Rabbeinu Gershon. But Rabbeinu Gershon didn't let him divorce his wife, so what's he supposed to do? So we give him a het tamei rabbanu.
Why don't we bring up the thing about Dina de
Malchusa? Dina de Malchusa does not affect Yisurim. It's a monetary thing. The government cannot control marital status. Oh, you mean, why isn't it usher to marry two wives because of Dina de Malchusa?
That's right.
Because the Dina de Malchusa lets you do a divorce without your, I don't know what they do. Good question, but I don't know what we deal with. I don't know if we have to deal with it in a Yisra Vahedra way.
The Mormons do that in Utah.
Well, they marry two wives. No.
Still?
I don't know. It's against the law. No?
I went to, Q was in school there, and his graduation had like 10 families the same name. So it's bizarre. It's hilarious.
Why don't we have a case of they can get involved and the police says Rotsa on the
Denver.
In other words, the person.
It's not like that. We don't do that. You never beat a person. I mean, they do. They did, and they're sitting in jail. But we don't beat people up to give a getting.
The time is more they did, right?
Yeah. They did it as recently as a few years ago in America.
Legally or halachically?
They did it halachically. These were not people that did connect halacha.
And halachically today, we can still do it.
If you do it the right way, there's a right way and a wrong way. They did it the right. We'll learn the Masechta's Gittin. What's the right way and what's the wrong way? They did it the right way.
But
at least, according to many rabbanim, they did it the right way.
What are they supposed to call it?
What they did is they persuaded him to give a get.
have another question.
Sometimes persuasion needs a little bit of a stronger hand.
But the woman is she cannot have, she doesn't have a choice in this matter.
Correct.
Do they still use what they throw to get into her dalet amos?
Again, today we don't divorce a woman against her will.
No, I'll tell you why I'm asking. I was once at a ceremony and I was supposed to drop the get. 20.
Right.
So she didn't do it.
Right.
Why didn't they just have it through?
Because we're very machmer. Because the Gemara and Gittin will tell us that we don't rely on Dalet Amos for get, even though we should, but we are very machmer. We're playing around with Eishes Ish. We are going to the furthest extent of the law.
What happened?
To make sure. She picked up her hand. She's not supposed to move her hand.
He was going to drop it.
The halacha is, and we'll see this in the Masechta Gittin, that a man cannot put a get on the floor and say to his wife, take it.
What can he say?
He has to hand it. He has to give it to her.
Drop it?
Yeah. So he drops it into her hand. If she raises her hand, she's taking it. She's not supposed to take it. She's supposed to accept it. Again, we're not learning Masechta Gittin now, so
she
why
did
would you?
She did
No, it's because it's the normal reaction. If I give you something, like you pick your hands up to get it, it's a regular human reaction. You have to control yourself not to move your hands. Here, catch. You automatically stick out your hand to catch it.
Send the video to watch. Watch videos all day.
Did you ever watch the Khalid's video?
No, I didn't.
You should.
I'm still on.
So even in the time of the Gemara, they're not allowed the
Dalet Amos? The Gemara says, but the Evel, they're not allowed the Dalet Amos. Atle Tavit Uvda, the Gemara says, one of them, Aram, told his Tamidim, don't do it until he puts it into her hand. Again, biblically, she might be divorced, but the Evel, she might be divorced, the Chathila, we don't do it. Gemara and Gittin. Can't even ask you what David's on. We're getting yet. Rashi.
That after the Dorum or before?
Before. Register the next Masechta we're learning is getting. Rashi.
Did you get it yet?
Rashi. The Rashi Shmavena Ishmi Bailei. Bishop Shitalei, the Ishmi Bailei, Bishop Shitalei. Haki Bailei Ladurain, as I mean, Isham is Garashi, Isham is Garashi, the woman is not like the man. Isham Amila Megarashi. That's why they brought a raya from the testimony of Rabbi Yechim and Gudgada. Either answering a man is not like a lady. You said a woman can. Maishna isha. Period. That's the Gemara Baiter. Hey, Rabbi Yechim and Gudgada. I'm a rabba. May I do such Rabbi Yechim and Gudgada. From the fact that we don't need her decision, we just need her to receive it. Now we're going to take that to a different level. Amr le'edim. A person says to two edim, Ru get zesh ani nisen. I'm divorcing my wife. I have the get in my hand. They read it. They see it's a good get. I'm going to give it to my wife, but I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to divorce her. I feel terrible telling her I'm divorcing her. So I'm going to tell her, take this, please. Take this contract. I'm giving you this contract. She'll read it. She'll find out it's a get. But I'm not going to tell her that it's a get. So he said a woman doesn't have to want to receive it. She has to get it. So that's good enough. So, Amar la'edim, Ru get honey nice, but Amar la'kinsu shtar chayvzeh. Then he said, take this contract that I have. Somebody owes me money here, take this. Megureshes, she got the get. Milay Amar Rabbi Yechim and Gugad la'bin and daita, she doesn't have to agree. Hachanami la'bin and daita. Meaning, she doesn't have to know she's getting a get at that moment. She's going to have to figure out that she's divorced, and she's capable once she reads it. And sooner or later, she has to be told it was a get.
I mean,
she puts it away in her drawer and never sees it. It might not be a get. But he doesn't have to tell her, here is your get, because she doesn't have to agree to accept it. All she has to do is get it. She got it. And Adam saw the divorce.
The star ho.
It's not a star chayv.
No, star chayv is what's going to happen is they'll pay the super now.
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with this contract. That's a side issue. She doesn't get the super because of the get. She gets the super because she has the super.
She's only going to get it because she's divorced.
Again, It's not the contract. The shtar is not a shtar chayv. The shtar is a get. Rashi. Medusa shrabeichel that my filler b'makom kedushin gemurim. Maybe inon died to the ishah begerishin. Amalei the brugat tani daisel but he lo shama. She didn't hear it. Because of amalei the ishah pikachas a regular woman. Kinti shtar chayv zeh. Lo yadia shugita harizem ugareshes. Lav amar rabeichel inon died to the ishah begerishin. The tani chareshes shayt to beget. As long as she becomes aware she's divorced, she doesn't have to know at the time of reception. That's what Rabbi Yechim got. She just has to receive the get. She got the get. Not really. It's a machlekes tanoim and masechta's getten, but we'll have to leave that for masechta's getten.
When is she finding out?
10-20 minutes later. Who knows?
That's all matters?
Right.
When? So she has it, she doesn't know the get. So at any moment...
What?
Later, oh.
There's a shaila. How fast does she have to know it's a get? Pashtus, it doesn't seem to give it. I mean, within the, I don't know what the limits are. I don't know. There are limits given, but I don't know what they are.
The person is, can he pay off his ketuva 10 years before?
No.
After?
Correct. We don't want a woman without a ketuva. The ketuva is an incentive not to divorce her.
So
if he pays her off, then he can just divorce her any time.
By paying off to get ahead of time, it's like nullifying the ketuva?
He's not paying off a get.
I'm not talking about this case. I'm talking in general.
We don't want, if he paid it off, that means there's no ketuva anymore. A ketuva is a financial document.
And therefore, because of the financial document, they're no longer married? Or?
They are married. It's just they're violating that law of not being married with a ketuva. It's a rabbinic law.
She can
I just do the next three lines so tomorrow we can start a new sugya? Frek the Gemara, Shita, what's the Kiddush? That the Gemara mouthed the time of Amida Amalei, Kinsi Shtar Chayv Zeh Betulei Batla. By telling the woman this is a Shtar Chayv, he's saying it's not a divorce. Kamash Malan, if he said the Batla, the Eidim have a Kamalu. If he changed his mind, he would have told the Eidim, I'm not divorcing my wife. With the Amalei, Eidim, the Batla, the Midi. Hi, the Kamalu, he machmas ksuf with the Kamalu. I, he's telling her it's a Shtar Chayv, he's embarrassed. So he loses this as an out. Because if he really didn't want to divorce her, he would tell the Adam, I changed my mind.
Name is
Das. What?
Name is
Das. Yes, Gnevizah. But she's still divorced. She told Rabbi Yechon Mavadi, how you? The answer is, he wasn't Mavatwit. Okay. Now, the next sugya is very Negei Halacha, and we're interested in doing tomorrow, and that is the sugya called Katan Eichu Nevelus. If you see somebody doing an Isser, a Katan, do you have to get involved or not? Not your son, maybe even your son, always discussed. Do you have to get involved to stop Tatum from doing the surim? Is it your job? Meaning, are you more...
No, if I see my grandson doing something.
I don't know. We'll talk about it. As a good child, I don't know. We'll talk about it.